joy to have Anthony and Fulashada and Esther as part of the family of God here. It's a privilege to be alongside the proud parents as they dedicate Esther to God and ask for his blessing on her. And we've heard that Jesus himself was very keen, wasn't he, on welcoming babies and little children to come to him. I'm sure babies and little children were just the same in those days than they are now, so that's fine. And his disciples were thinking, oh no, they're going to make a noise and it's going to be distracting. But that's fine, isn't it? Jesus said, come to me. Okay. So Anthony and Fulashada are bringing Esther to be blessed right now, just as the people brought babies and little children to Jesus. So we gladly welcome Esther as Jesus would have done, and we do it in his name and with his enthusiasm. We welcome Esther into the family of God, and we pray for her that as she grows, she will herself give her life to God. We pray that she'll truly receive and enter the kingdom of God, as Jesus said. See, Esther won't be a little baby for long, will she? She'll start to make her own decisions, have her own hopes, and develop her own faith. But today, this day, we're committing ourselves to her. Have you thought about that? And to Anthony and Fulashada. We're going to help her along the way of truth that always points to Jesus. We're committing ourselves today, because this is all of us, to be godly examples to her and to Anthony and Fulashada. It's quite a responsibility when you think about it. It's a long-term commitment. For as long as we can do it, we are saying we will do it by the power and the grace of God. So if you want to be part of supporting Anthony and Fulashada and being a good example to Esther, you want to do that? Yes. You want to stand up then, just to signify that? Brilliant. You might think you can only play a small part, all right? You might think it's just today. But we can pray and we can bless them. So, I'm going to ask if we can pray for Esther and Fulashada and Anthony now. If some people can come out, people who want to come out and pray, we're going to do it all together. And while we're praying at the front, just pray where you are. We'll bring the microphone. Now, it may be that you feel God's saying to you something about Esther, something prophetic, some prophetic word for her life, for the family, because God's got plans for her. I think we're pretty sure of that. And he may be wanting to say something that she'll be able to treasure in the future. She won't be able to understand it now, but we're going to record it, and we're going to just make sure that she has a copy of all the prayers and if there's any words from God for her. And then she's going to be blessed by that. So let's, as we're praying, think about what God's saying as well. And let's pray for Anthony and Fulashada that God will strengthen them and keep them very close to him and each other and to Esther and the ups and downs of family life and growing up. So come on then, those who want to pray, come out now. Let's have the microphone. You can do it there if you want. You got that. We're gonna lay gentle hands on her, just like Jesus did. Remember Jesus laid hands on the children and blessed them? We're going to do that as well. Feel free to come out, all family and friends, if you want to. Please do. Okay.
Lord, we just thank you for this lovely day, and thank you for this lovely child, Father. Mm. Beautiful Esther, she's so wonderful. Father, I just ask that you bless her. Father, I have this thought that you're going to bless her with your word. Father, I ask that she knows the word, your son Jesus, but also that your word will be precious in her heart and will guide these little feet and be in her heart, Lord, and guide whatever she does.
Yes,
and Father, I ask that you too bless Anthony and Fulashada, dear Lord. And Father, I ask them that you give them wisdom, understanding, and patience, Father, when Esther wants to go her way instead of the way Anthony and Fulashada want her to go. Father, I ask that you bless them abundantly, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, that you will fill them with your spirit, fill them with your love, and fill them with Esther.
You.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, I thank you, Father God, that
Esther was a blessing to us as a church, a blessing to Felicia and Anthony. I thank you for the blessings that you'll bring to the church in the future, Lord. Yeah, and I pray that you bless her in all that she does. You keep her safe right through her life, Father God, and that she touches the lives of many for you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for Esther. We thank you that Esther, her namesake, was a woman of her time. And we pray for this little girl that she will always be a woman of the time, that she will be there at the right time, in the right place, that, Lord, you'll give her that gift of quiet and gentle faithfulness and truth and integrity. Lord, that she would just meet the occasion as you want it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I want to thank you, Lord, so much for Anthony and Father Shada and Esther. It's so good. It's so good to have them, Lord. You've blessed us with this family, Lord. And we're so grateful. And just pray for them that you'd strengthen them together, that they'd know your love together in their lives. As Esther grows, that she'll learn to know you, and she'll learn that you love her, and that she'll give her life to you too, Lord God. And thank you that you're going to do mighty things in her and through her. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness right from the beginning and your plan in her life right from the beginning. Thank you that it was your plan that Anthony and Felicia got together miraculously. And they actually got married amazingly. Several times, I think. But Lord, you've just been on their life. You put your hand on their lives, Lord God. There's no doubt about it. And so you've got something special going on here. And you're going to carry that on in Esther. Thank you. We look forward to seeing that, Jesus. Help us as a fellowship, as friends and family, to support them, to be examples to them, to Esther, Lord God, to bless them, support them in any way we can, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord, I want to pray, Lord, that for Anthony, Falishade, and Esther, Lord, that they would just have laughter and plenty of that in their family, Lord. So she grows up in, Lord, in a home, Lord, that knows what it means to have joy, Lord, what it means to laugh, Lord, from the heart, Lord, from the belly, Lord. I pray, Lord, just give them that as a family, Lord. A time, Lord, that as she grows up, Lord, that she know the love of her parents, Lord, but also just being able to laugh with them, Lord. I pray that. Amen.
Okay, Uncle, who would you like Uncle to come up, and Anthony's mum? Special request? Yeah, they're holding back, that's not good. Is it open? It's open to come to the front. Come on.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this precious gift, for the love you have for us, especially the family of Awolisi and of Brooke, through Father Shade and Anthony. Forever and ever, your name will be praised. Yes. Amen. We always thank you on Esther, because we know that you're going to look after her for us. Father, I pray from now, as she is growing, Father, order a step. Other footsteps. Let her live for your glory. Everywhere she goes, let people around her glorify you. Let her be a good steward in this heart, so that at the end of her journey, she will be able to be glorified. Every one of us that are here today to witness this christening, heaven will bless us. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we just thank you for this little one, Lord. I just pray that she would come to know you, Jesus, and that she would love you, Jesus. Lord, I just pray a blessing on her. Father, I pray that you would bless her, that you'd make your face shine upon her and give her your peace, Lord, all her life, Lord. I pray shalom over her and all that that means, Lord. Lord, we just lift her up to you today and ask that you pour out your blessing on this family in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that's happened today. I just pray your blessing upon Esther. Mm. And Esther in the Bible, she was the bridge between two different civilizations, two nations. And Lord, I know that Esther now here is the bridge between Nigerian and English. But the common denominator is God, that Anthony, Folashade, and Esther know God. And I just got a picture of a vine. Not a vine, sorry, ivy. And I've tried to get ivy off a fence before, and it's really hard work. It's stubborn. It will not. It clings to the fence, and it embeds itself in the fence, and you can't move it. And I just believe that Esther, as she grows in God, she'll become so embedded in God that she'll cling to God as she grows. Lord, I just pray you'll be with her every step of the way. Amen.
Amen.
Excellent. Is there anything you guys want to say?
We just want to say that we are so blessed to be here, the church. We are very grateful. Since I was pregnant with Esther, the church have been there, and we are just like one family. We are just so grateful and want to say thank you. And thank you for all the people that came from London, from Manchester, from Durham. We thank you so much, and we love you all. Thank you all.
Thank you. Very good.
Yeah, sit down.